Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, question of the day coming up in a sec. Now, we recently reheard from the Philly Eagle. Okay. We haven't talked to him in a while. He called back in the other day.
Yes, he's back.
He did a new video. He hasn't done one in a while either, but he did a new video. And just to give you a little background so you know what you're listening to, you probably won't get what you're listening to anyway, but just so you understand kind of a little bit. First off, he's got a Skinny Joey's cheesesteak hoodie on while he's doing this video. And Skinny Joey's is one of the new hot cheesesteak places in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Some people are saying, you know, I mean, it's like the best.
Yeah.
So Joey Merlino owns it. Joe Lil Snuff is his partner, and they do a podcast as well. You can check out their podcast. He recently went up there, but he's got the hoodie on, and he references them. When the Phillies lost in the playoffs, right before they lost, Lil Snuff did a video from the Rocky statue, and he put a Skinny Joey's red t-shirt around the statue. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, apparently that's like a curse. When you go and do that, they say that that's like a curse.
Yeah.
So that's what...
Other teams have come into town and they put their scarf on Rocky or their jersey on Rocky.
Yes.
The other team comes and puts something of theirs on the Rocky statue.
Yeah.
When they do that, that team loses.
Right. That's like the old wise tale.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then the Phillies ended up losing in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, in baseball, but... The Philly Eagle likes to, you know, combine the two, and he goes from that to Brandon Graham coming back to the Eagles, back to Lil Snuff. You know, he's going wild.
Yes.
So here's the Philly Eagle in his latest video.
Who's back? And what I'd like to talk about right now is what happened the past 3 weeks. You see, when a big-time player, and now everybody knows who we're talking about, Lil Snuff Joe Perry, he had to put the skinny on the statue of Rocky, and you know you can't do that. You know you can't do that. So we had to get out of the area. We had to go all the way west of the United States to break the curse. Now that the curse is broken, here's what's going to happen.
Here's what's going to happen.
You see, we got coming out of retirement, big Brandon Graham.
See?
You know what that means, boys?
For Phillies to Eagles.
That means we're getting ready to run the table. Like I told Bill Baker the other day, 101.7, or is it 101.7? Bill Baker and the Jessica Show from 6 to 10. Yeah, I was on his show asking me some crazy questions. Without being said,
make sure your teeth are in.
I'm back. We're going to run the table. We're going to see what this is all made of. We're going to see what the real deal is. And everybody knows it. This is the real deal right here. We got, he actually amazes me. He was able to open up two places within a 12-month period. Do you know what kind of businessman that is? That's the mastermind businessman of Skinny Joey's. So without being said, Joe Perry, don't. And I mean don't ever, 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 ever put anything on the Rocky statue. In fact, the boys, the Young Turks, as they was called themselves, the Young Turks, they need to surround the statue to make sure nobody puts nothing on it. Because when we walk into Lincoln Financial Field, we're putting the nail in the coffin on the New York midgets. So I want to reach out right now to Nick Manzella and his brother, Crypto Mike Manzella. Yeah, Crypto Mike Manzella. This morning he was a little bit shooken up there, wondering if he was going to get the stock market up a little bit higher than what it was. It was a minus one, but I think now it's up about 280.
What?
So with that being said, you're New York Giants. Your little fame and fortune, it was short-lived. Short-lived. It was short-lived.
741 says, where has he been?
So I want to thank everybody for waiting patiently. I was not going to do nothing until they broke the curse.
Now he's
so
back to the
again,
curse.
Once again, I'm going to reach out to Joe, Little Snuff Joe Perry. Keep your hands, please, everybody, keep him in the kitchen. Keep him in the kitchen and keep him on the property until the game's over. And make sure that he don't get near. I mean, I can't believe it, man. I know. Everybody in the world knows. And people, even the people from Bedford County knows, who don't even know the team, knows that you can't put nothing on the statue. You desecrated Stallone. Don't keep it. Don't go there. Stay in the kitchen. So with that being said, don't ever hate the player, baby. Hate the game. See ya. And I definitely wouldn't want to be ya. And don't forget about the tailgate party at Skinny Joey's, probably from 11 to 2. And you know where to find them. I believe it's 3020 South Broad Street. Just stay on Broad so you can't get no further, and you'll see the big red machine. So with that being said, have a nice day. And remember, see you in the playoffs. We're getting ready to run the table. I am a little worried. I'm a little bit worried about Detroit. But see, Detroit could be beaten also. So it's going to get real, real interesting. See you soon.
Would he blow you a kiss?
The kiss is at the end. Oh my gosh.
Yes. The Philly Eagle, everybody. He's all the way back. He's so back.
Every single day. My morning show rocks.
Thank you for listening on the Power app, the TuneIn app, the Odyssey app, Alexa, and at power1017.com.
All right, 7:45 question of the day. Jess, you got a new email.
Yes, it says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice. Here it is. I need your take on this. So my husband has a work wife.
I'm done. There it is right there. That's it right there. You'd say less.
You know, that coworker who is super close with him. And I used to be fine with it. Here's the deal.
You used to be fine with it.
He always said that they were just friends, nothing more. And I truly trusted that. There was never an issue. But lately, I do feel like she's crossing this line. She texts him after hours just to vent. She will send him memes all day. And she even called him this past Sunday because she was going through something. And the worst part is, she also got him a birthday gift. And this is where I got upset. It was something super personal that I didn't even know to get him. I didn't even think about it. And now he tells me that I'm being jealous for no reason and that I'm being dramatic. How do we set boundaries here? Please help with any advice.
She didn't say what the gift was?
No.
Okay.
No, it just says a super personal gift that I didn't even think about, and she thought about it, and she got it for him.
Yeah, I mean, the texting, sending memes after hours, like the texting after hours, if it was like a, well, first off, you wouldn't even be mentioning it if it was just like a quick work thing or, you know, whatever.
Even if it was a quick work thing, I think they're to the point now where now it's getting to be too much, crossing the line, like she's saying.
Yeah.
She's sending memes all day.
Yeah, the memes thing.
You know, like, that's all day. Then yeah. She messaged him. It was after hours, probably after he already was home, and said, right. I just need to vent. It might have been something about work, but here she is now messaging, you know, I need to vent. And then on Sunday, I'm going through something. So, can I give you a call? That's when it turned into being a bit too much.
603, people still texting in about a Philly Eagle. 603, that was unhinged. Yes, that's how he always is. So, yeah, I think, like, he needs to cut that off.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he needs to cut that off.
I don't think she's overreacting, but, I mean, no. Come on. These private conversations on a Sunday? No. That's too much.
330, if she bought him a star, you better count your days. She about to be his real wife. Oh, my God. Yeah, you love the star there, 330. Star. 302-858-5117. Yeah, lady writing in saying that her husband has a work wife. Is it husband or boyfriend?
Husband.
Yeah, husband has a work wife. I mean, to even call it that, I think that it might be work a little wife. Bit disrespectful. You know, I don't think that that's real respectful because he's probably, you know.
I mean, is it okay?
Here's my wife. Here's my work wife.
No, but is it okay? You know that that's like a thing. I mean, she needs to flip it on him. How about if she has this work husband?
Yeah, I mean.
You know? And the work husband is messaging her memes all day. The work husband is saying, oh, I just need the vent. The work husband says, oh, let me give you a call on a Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really into like getting revenge and getting even and all that.
No, I'm not saying revenge, but use that as an example. Are,
yeah.
Is it okay if I do it?
There are some people who do. They get even.
Oh, you know? I know that. Yeah. I mean, but just flip it and ask the question.
Yeah.
Is it okay for me to have a work husband? Is it okay for us to text all day, send memes, call each other on a Sunday? You know, do you like that?
302-858-5117. Let us know what you guys think. Let's see, real quick, getting into the text. 251, damn, the work wife putting more thought into his gift than the real wife. Yikes, no wonder she's jealous.
That is the part that did get her upset, that it was like a super personal gift, and she didn't even think about getting it for him.
Let us know what you guys think. Bill and Jessica Show, good morning.